From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A sell-off is underway on foreign stock exchanges today, with analysts citing concerns about a potential default by Greece's government and ongoing public debt problems elsewhere in Europe. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what appears to be happening today?
Well, Craig, as you say, the question really today is Greece and whether it will default. Japan's Nikkei stock average is closed at a 2.5-year low. European stock prices are down sharply today. And in particular, banking stocks are plummeting.
Greece isn't that large a country, so why are banking stocks down across Europe?
Well, investors are concerned now about banks' exposure with loans to both Greece and Italy and businesses within those countries. So here in Greece's case, we've got a relatively small country whose problems could ripple through the eurozone, which has already been propping up Greece's finances with loans. So investors are worried also that Greece might find it necessary to leave the eurozone entirely. No one knows just what imbalances would result from that. So at the bottom here, we have investors who really do not like uncertainty, but uncertainty is all they seem to have. They're really punishing banking stocks, and we'll see what happens on Wall Street later today.
Thanks, Paul. This is NPR's Paul Brown in Washington. The wrap-up of a day of remembrance on the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks.
Wherever you in the world stop turning on that September day.
Country singer Alan Jackson among the performers at a memorial concert at the Kennedy Center in Washington last evening, as President Obama paid tribute to those who lost their lives on that September 11th day.
The rescue workers who rushed to the scene, the firefighters who charged up the stairs, the passengers who stormed the cockpit, these patriots define the very nature of courage.
The president said Americans should look to the future with hearts full of hope. The explosion of a gasoline pipeline in Kenya has killed at least 40 people. The pipeline runs through a densely populated area of Nairobi. A stubborn wildfire burning near Austin, Texas, is about 50% contained now. Some of the people evacuated there are being allowed to return to their homes. Betsy Coffey is a fire information officer who says calmer winds are helping fire crews.
They didn't pick up at all, and that helped the firefighters greatly, as opposed to last week where we had some wind conditions which set us back quite a bit.
The wildfire has destroyed more than 1,500 homes. Floodwaters are receding further along the rain-swollen Susquehanna River in Pennsylvania and New York, so people who were evacuated there have begun dealing with flood damage. Barbara Beeling with the American Red Cross says the organization is offering help and support.
Providing some emotional health care. We'll be going through communities with cleanup materials, whether it's mops, buckets, shovels, rakes, what they need to muck out their basements and homes.
Beeling says some of the areas affected by the flooding had still not recovered from the damage caused by Hurricane Irene. This is NPR News from Washington. Police in France are questioning the former head of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, about charges of attempted rape dating back 8 years. Eleanor Beardsley reports Strauss-Kahn is back in France after charges against him in New York were dropped.
He faces new criminal charges in France from 32-year-old writer Tristan Bannon. Bannon says Strauss-Kahn attacked her 8 years ago when she came to his apartment to interview him. Bannon said she was disgusted by the huge media turnout on Strauss-Kahn's return to France, describing it as a hero's welcome. But since the New York investigation against Strauss-Kahn, many more French people are inclined to believe Bannon's account of events. French judges investigating the charges will decide if the case should go to trial. Strauss-Kahn also still faces civil charges by the New York housekeeper whose criminal case was dropped. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
IBM's Watson supercomputer, best known for beating the world's best Jeopardy players, is now going to be used in the healthcare field. NPR's Jim Hawk reports Watson will help diagnose medical problems and authorize treatments for a medical insurance firm.
WellPoint, one of the nation's largest health insurers, says it will integrate Watson's ultra-high-speed computing power with its own healthcare database to help doctors choose treatment options and prescribe medicines. WellPoint Executive Vice President Lori Beer says the IBM supercomputer could be a game-changer in healthcare. Watson will combine data from WellPoint's patient records with its own huge library of textbooks and medical journals. IBM says the computer can sift through the mounds of data and answer a question in moments, ranking possible treatments in order of the computer's confidence, along with the basis for its answer. WellPoint, which has over 34 million members, did not disclose the value of the first commercial use of IBM's Watson.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.